Well, now to an issue that's driving more and more ratepayers across Australia stark raving mad. Green-dominated councils who block progress and infrastructure while focusing on the trivial. Now, that profile probably fits your own local council. And over the years, I've reported on some Greens councillors who think they're actually running the national parliament, like Sydney's old Ashfield Council, which spent ratepayers' money distributing posters against the Iraq War. How about when Fremantle Council dumped Australia Day celebrations in 2016? And we had a few copycats after that as well. Melbourne's Darabin Council wanted to rename all of its parks using Aboriginal names. More recently, how about last week's stupid ban on helium party balloons by Adelaide's West Torrens Council? And only today in Victoria, we've heard about the cancellation of the popular Tyab Air Show after the Mornington Peninsula Council tried to limit their noise permit. It's an air show, you clowns. Just trivial, impractical nonsense, and in many cases, totally un-Australian. But I reckon I've found something even more bizarre and more destructive than any of that. Last night, at the Central Coast Council meeting in Gosford, New South Wales, 250 ratepayers turned up during a debate over a planned airport. Now, a fabulous piece of infrastructure designed to, you know, create a jobs hub. It's been an aero club and an airstrip for quite some time. A huge plus for the region's economy. But I guess what this Green Council wanted before they'd approved the Warner Vale Airport, they wanted an agreement that would ensure the trees and the vegetation there remained untouched. That's right. Despite the obvious dangers to aircraft pilots and passengers, they wanted to keep it green. Every other tarmac in the world is free of vegetation. It is an obstacle. Let's get more on this. Councillor Greg Best has been fighting this edict on behalf of the vast majority of ratepayers. He joins me now from Tuggerah, north of Sydney. Councillor Best, thank you very much for your time.
G'day, Chris. Welcome. Thank you.
Now, this meeting, which was held at the Wyong Chambers of the Central Coast Council last night, got a little bit fiery. Now, tell us about the plan to create a jobs hub. It's not just a jobs hub. It's an economic plus, as I understand it. You're trying to put together a pilot training centre. You're trying to create an aircraft maintenance section as well. It could be a huge boom for the economy on the Central Coast.
Oh, look, Chris, simply the airport's a major catalyst for employment in our region. And as you say, the council's been hijacked by the Greens. The tail's clearly wagging the dog. And last night at council, the community just reared up and said enough's enough. And they defied the mayor. They stood up. They ignored the mayor's direction in defiance. They've declared war on the council, mind you. And I've never seen this in my 25 years in council. It's a disgrace. And these Greens, they've got to be called to account. This is just not acceptable.
So the mayor wanted those in the gallery to leave the precinct?
Oh, she was ordering them out of the premises, their own council. I mean, this is outrageous. We've been briefed all night by a variety of specialist organisations. The Aircraft and Pilots Association came and said, you know, you've got real potentials, catastrophic problems. Cass has spoken to us. I mean, who on God's green earth puts trees at the end of the runway knowing that you're going to have young pilots travelling down there? I mean, it's an outrage, Chris. It really is. And these people have got to be called to account before the body count starts.
See, what people don't realise is it's not just our major city airports that have to be continually trimmed and mowed, as they are every single day. Even far-flung airports in remote areas get the same treatment, don't they?
Absolutely. And look, the community here has demanded a fair go, and the minister's got to step in, along with our state member, Mr. Crouch, who I think are both fair and reasonable people. They've got to take this on. They've got to take this council on for what it is. It's out of control. It's cost the ratepayers hundreds of millions of dollars over just this term. It's all been done in confidential. It's been hidden. And really, the mayor's got to go. The minister's got to move in. We've got to save the Central Coast and move the mayor on. We can't continue to do this, Chris. The public can't afford it, and lives will be lost if these people... I mean, who plants trees at the end of the runway? I mean, my God.
You're absolutely right. It is cuckoo stuff. And I've spoken to a lot of, you know, real leaders in the Gosford Central Coast area, and my former boss, John Singleton, used to say it's got so much potential. But you're being stymied by your own councillors, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Look, the scenic Central Coast is a very special place to live. Great place to work, live and play. It is a great spot to be. These people come along and just utterly destroy the jobs prospect. The mayor's tried to stop a $200 million rail maintenance facility. They just tore up a $5 million contract with the state government for a headland walkway. We can't dredge because the crustaceans will be damaged. I mean,
hang on, sorry, go back
control.
Here.
The tail is
go back to
dog.
That headland walkway. Yeah. What would be wrong with a headland walkway again?
The state government, through Mr. Crouch, provided us $5 million to put a headland walk in. We were actually doing it, Chris. We were doing it. The mayor came into power with her cronies, tore up the agreement, stopped the work and handed the money back. In fact, threw it back at the state government. Well, I'd hate to think how we're going to go for our next grant when you do stuff like that to people.
And what was this the green mentality behind it? What was the reason?
Yes, for yesterday, the Australian Transport...
It's just the same T word came up with the $200 million rail facility. I mean, this mayor wants to stop everything. She's got to be stopped and the minister's got to step in. I call for the mayor sacking right here and now. The mayor's got to go to save the Central Coast, Chris. We can't do this any longer. We're an $800 million a year council and they're treating it like their own fiefdom. It's out of control, Chris.
Tell me about the reaction you got, say, before and after the council meeting last night from ordinary, everyday Central Coasties.
Look, the punters were out in force last night. I mean, to get 250 people out of their warm homes on a winter's night to come to council, you've got to be annoying them pretty badly. And that's the question. Rather attack the community as some of the councillors do. I say, well, what have we done to the community to drag them out here and have them, you know, baying for blood with their pitchforks? I mean, you know, what is it you don't understand about the community? We've not consulted the community with this, by the way, Chris. This council just decides that we know best, you know, we're the environmental council and we'll just do what you need. I mean, hands up, Chris, how many of your viewers out there hate trees?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. Nobody hates trees.
Nah.
It's just we don't want them hanging over our kids' bedroom, digging up our swimming pools and possibly crashing aeroplanes into them. Mm. The liabilities here are huge. We've got CASA reports. We've got, from the Airport Owners Association, catastrophic risks. What kind of people allow this to continue, knowing life and limit is on the line, not to mention the liabilities to the rest of the council?
It's madness, total madness. Councillor Greg Best, thank you very much for finding time for us this evening.
My pleasure, Chris.
Good on you. Can you believe that stuff? Just throw away the opportunity because we've got a few trees that will get in the way. Have you been to the Central Coast of New South Wales? There are so many trees and beautiful surrounds and serenity that you could probably lose a few trees to try and push the Central Coast forward and revitalise the economy. I don't know. Maybe they need to go into administration. After the